Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is the Reverend Bert Sumikawa, and he and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you can find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by the Morikubo family in memory of the deceased family members. Our speaker is the Reverend Thomas Okano, retired bishop of Honpa Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Okano.
Good morning. Last Sunday, as many of you will remember, was a Super Bowl Sunday. And contrary to many who had thought that the New England Patriots will dominate the game, the underdog Philadelphia Phillies clinched the game, which was quite exciting to the very end. It was Eagles versus the Patriots. But if you are not at all interested in a game of professional football, Eagles and Patriots are strange names. It doesn't make sense. For that matter, University of Hawaii Warriors, too, would not be so impressive if you care less about the sports. The team nicknames or names often comes to stand for the team or represents certain traits or even characteristics of the team. Many years ago, I recall, one of the Honganji youth groups created a sports team, whether it was a softball team or basketball team, I forgot, but the team, a group team to play sports, and called themselves Bombus. At first hearing that, one might have taken it to mean the bombs, B-O-M-B-S, symbolizing the youthful energy hidden in the team and the players and exploding in the game. It was a kind of interesting name, but it was not the bombs, but it was actually the Bombu, B-O-M-B-U-S. And I thought that was quite interesting considering its youthful Jodo Shinshu Honganji connected team. What is Bombu? Well, Bombu, unlike bomb, Bombu is a Japanese Buddhist term, especially connected with the Pure Land Buddhism. Pure Land Buddhism is the Jodo Shu, Jodo Mission, or Jodo Shinshu, the Honganji here in Hawaii. Bombu simply means common, foolish, ordinary, mortal human beings. Then who is Bombu? In this regard, I'd like to share a story related to a well-known and well-loved Japanese writer named Shima Ryotaro. He passed away many years ago, but he is a well-liked and popular writer in Japan. Born in a family of the Jodo Shu tradition, and upbringing, so at home the family talked often about the Nembutsu and respected and revered highly the founder of the Jodo Shu, whose name is Honen Shonin, the founder of the Jodo Shu. And by the way, Honen Shonin is a master of Shinran Shonin, sensei of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu. The young Shima Ryotaro entered private elementary school run by Jodo Shu Temple in his town. When he was a sixth grade in the elementary school, in the history class, the teacher noted that there was a new term called Bombu in the textbook, and the sensei asked the class, "What is or who is Bombu?" Nobody in the class knew what Bombu was. So it was given as a homework to everyone to go home and find out what Bombo is all about. Next day, in the sensei asked the class again, so what is Bombo? This time, everybody was prepared, and they raised their hands and gave the standard dictionary answer. The answer to Bombo, according to dictionary, is ignorant person or foolish person. It was correct answer, a good answer. But then the teacher asks the class, then who in this class is considered Bombo? Now class was again in confusion. Everybody began to think, who in the class is actually Bombo, foolish or ignorant being? I wonder if that could be the guy who is always sitting in the front and being watched by teacher. Who could that be? Maybe it was that girl who's always looking outside the window, daydreaming and be scolded. You know, young Shima Ryotaro looked around the class and wondered who could be Bombo in the class. Everybody in the class thought Bombo is somebody else but themselves. Finally, the teacher says, okay, then I'll give you the answer. The Bombo is all of you, all of us. The whole class went, what? No way. Sensei said, everybody is Bombo, including myself. No, Sensei is a lot smarter than we are. How can Sensei be the Bombo? The teacher continued, yes, we are all Bombo. Now, next question. Who in the Japanese history is the first person ever to proclaim that he is a Bombo? Now, students did not know the answer again. They all kept quiet. Sensei said, it's Honen Shonin. The school run by Jodo Mission, and the student all respected Honen Shonin. And the student all gasped when they heard the Honen Shonin. How can a great person like Honen Shonin be the Bombo? Then teacher went ahead and said, talked about the teaching, the life of Honen Shonin and the Jodo Shu sect of Buddhism to the class. This anecdote sank deeply into the hearts of young Shima Ryotaro. Now, Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu, was led into the path of awakening in the Pure Land teachings by Master Honen Shonin, and truly found his joy in the life of being one with Amida Buddha in the Nembutsu. And he described Bombo as following in his writing called Ichinen Tanen Sho Monyi. In it, Shinran Shonin says, we are full of ignorance and blind passion. We, referring to all of us, and our desires are countless, and anger, wrath, jealousy, and envy are overwhelming, arising without pause. To the very last moment of life, they do not cease or disappear or exhaust themselves. Now this is Bombo. This is human, ordinary human beings like you and I. Jodo Shinshu is a path where this Bombo, you and I, can attain birth in the Pure Land, become Buddha. Or to rephrase it by saying, Jodo Shinshu is a path where even we who are Bombo can attain birth in the Pure Land, become Buddha. However, Shinran Shonin lamented that we are not that hurry in settling ourselves for the path in the Pure Land. In other words, because we are Bombo, we find ourselves clinging into this world of suffering. However, we have no time to waste. We have to awaken. We have to hurry. We have to find our way to for the path to realize our attainment of Buddhahood in the teaching of Jodo Shinshu, the teaching of Onenbutsu. By the virtue of Amida Buddha's great compassionate vow, we are in the path of our enlightenment. And we recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, in joy and gratitude in our daily lives. Thanks for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Okano. This Sunday is Nirvana Day service, and our guest speaker is Reverend Alan Urasaki. And remember, next Saturday on February 17th, we will have music and Buddhism here at Mo'ili'ili Honganji from 1 to 2. And on February 18th, Sunday, from 11 to 12, they will hold the same program at Hawaii Betsui. Please join us for those. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Morikubo family, and our guest speaker, Reverend Thomas Okano. This is your resident Bumbu Richard, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week on the White Way, when our speaker will be Reverend Toyokazu Hajio. Namo Amida Butsu.